The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Back in the days of Mao Zedong, the streets of Beijing were crammed with bicycles. Cars were reserved for the bureaucrats. Today, cars have taken over to the point that a place that was once the kingdom of bicycles looked to what city for advice?
Looked to New York City for tips on adding bicycle lanes.
Seth Doan on bringing back Beijing's bikes after this. The 22 million people of communist Beijing now enjoy one of capitalism's most attractive benefits, the private car. But those 5 million cars leave the city cloaked in perpetual smog. Well, China being China, the government can take steps you could never get away with here. For the World War II victory celebration last year, they just closed the factories and banned half the city's cars. And within days, the skies were blue again. Of course, even China can't do that every day, but an official with Beijing's transportation department showed CBS's Seth Doan what the department can do.
Across the city, it has installed nearly 1,900 racks filled with rental bicycles. They're free for the first hour and less than $2 for a day.
It seems like there's an awful long way to go before these bikes are really a way to cut down on pollution.
It takes time, he acknowledged. We now have more than 500,000 users in Beijing, and we figure every new bike will attract 11 new users.
And in fact, next year, they plan to add 10,000 bikes with the goal of getting 18% of the city's commuters to bike to work by 2020. Can you guess which large American city has the highest percentage of bicycle commuters?
I don't have a driver's license.
I don't need it.
I'm in a bike lane here.
Hey, I get this whole lane.
10 feet rule.
Oregon state law, 10 feet.
Pull your mirrors in.
Yeah, Portlandia. But even there, it's only 6%. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.